This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. Take command. Logan Paulson there. Craig Hoffman here. Slightly abbreviated episode because we are squeezing this one in, Logan, literally between flights for me. I came home just to do this podcast.
It's wild, man. Your schedule is pretty crazy at the moment. And, you know, my schedule is getting pretty crazy, too. It's combine season. We're all moving around doing things. So, but we're here for the content is really what we're doing.
We are here for the content. We're going to try to answer one or two mailbag questions, but we're also going to preview the combine here to begin. And the reason that we are doing this now, we're actually full transparency recording this on Monday night. So this will hit your feeds Tuesday morning. And there's a good chance that as many of you listen to this, I'm either on the way to the airport or in the air on the way to Indianapolis for the combine. We can also tell you that later in the week, we'll have a great chat with Trevor Sikkema. He's agreed to come on the show while we're out there in Indy, so we'll get that done, and then we'll do some kind of combine recap. We are still trying to figure out if we can do our traditional crossover podcast with our Train with the Best pod, the fitness podcast I do with Chris Gores that we do every year. We should do that. Whether we actually thread the needle of doing that in person, we've gotten a couple of interesting mailbag questions on the fitness / football crossover front, so I think we're going to do that episode no matter what, whether it's in Indy in person or not is a giant TBD, because as we started here, Logan, the schedules, they're nuts.
They're tight.
So, all right. Let me just super broad. What are you looking forward to this week at the combine? There's all the individual testing. There's obviously all the trade rumors and free agent rumors that are going to come out on the media side. But like for you, when you go to Indy, you're going to actually watch the workouts. Yeah. You're there as like a scouting type. That is the way your brain is wired this time of year. What are you looking for in Indy?
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's interesting because like, you know, the earlier you go, it's kind of more for the relationship elements, right? So like you get to see coaches, scouts, you get to kind of be at the hotel, you go out to the bars, everyone's hanging out, you get to kind of have your relationships with your analytics guys, just kind of building your network. And then as the week goes on, more and more people leave. And again, so I'm kind of one of the few, the proud that stay for the workouts. And the workouts to me are fun because it's a unique way to provide content. I think, you know, one of the things about the Senior Bowl, one of the things about the combine is it is through a very specific lens. Like when you're there in person, you see things that don't come up. Like I forget the guy, but last year someone tested really, really well and they didn't talk about him on the television show at all, you know, because like they have their kind of, you know, Daniel Jeremiah does such a great job. I mean, like he really does a fantastic job. Like
I think there's 319 kids working out this year. So like there's not going to get everybody.
Yeah. And so what he does is he kind of says, hey man, these are the five guys I'm looking at. And the broadcast does a great job of highlighting like those five guys. They highlight them in the drills, they highlight them in the vertical, they highlight them in the 40. But there's other guys that are kind of lower down the board, third, fourth, fifth round guys that test really well, measure well. You get to kind of see them interact with the group at a high level and you say, man, these are the guys that, you know, maybe the Commanders. It kind of just flushes out your draft evaluation, maybe kind of says, I got to go back to my notebook on some of these guys. So to me, that's a really fun day. I go sit in Lucas Oil Stadium, me and my producer, Just the Guy Jason, we do Ticket to the Draft podcast through the team. You know, we do a podcast every day there, and we just kind of recap all the drills, who stood out, who disappointed, who do we got to go back and watch. And that is it's a really kind of just football nerd thing. You know, it's like when you go to the Senior Bowl, it's like that same type of thing. You're just watching ball. So taking notes on the drills, who looked good in the gauntlet, who didn't look good, who ran well. And then I think I heard this someone articulate this on a podcast I was listening to. I don't remember who, but it's just a kind of way to confirm priors or say, I need to go back and watch more film and just kind of flesh that out a little bit. So that's really the way I look at this, you know, these, what is this, 4 days of workouts. And obviously you look for different things with each group. But to me, it's just like football nerd 101, man. Go watch some guys work out. Really get into the scouting kind of side of it. And it's interesting because now a lot of the teams that I have relationships with, a lot of the Sean McVay tree guys, they don't even go to the combine anymore. They watch it all on tape, which again is, I think it's a good way to evaluate because you don't get any kind of bias towards people you've seen in person, but also you miss some of the stuff like in the drills, I think. So it's just different how people are handling it now. But to the original point, that's what I'm doing at the combine.
Right. And so a couple of things that are worth following up on there. One, as you said, early in the week, there's a lot of hobnobbing. There's a lot of the podium sessions obviously happen, and rarely do GMs actually say anything or coaches say anything worth anything in those situations. I will also tell you that there will be not only the podium sessions for Dan and Adam, but there is a local scrum afterwards, and sometimes you get a little bit better stuff out of there because there's relationships and whatever. So we'll bring coverage of those. Like, obviously, you know, all the beat reporters will be writing about it, whatever. I can't, depending on what time that all goes down, there's one of them. My schedule is so upside down that I can't remember who's when, but Dan or Adam, like, I'm barely going to get there in time for on Tuesday, tomorrow, today for most of you listening. So hopefully I'll be able to actually be in there and ask a couple questions, but maybe get a little bit more there. But generally speaking, like, those are prepared on the record media stuff. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of then the stories and rumors of, because all the agents are there, all the reporters are there, all the execs are there. And so you get all this stuff. You also get, I think, I don't call it misinformation. Like, there is misinformation, right? There are some people that try to manipulate the media, and there are many media members that are primed for manipulation because they just want to be told something. And if it's juicy, they're going to run with it. Mm. But you also do genuinely get some really interesting scouting stuff too, is you start to talk about, you know, with lower level scouts, their thing. And so that's why you'll see, oh, I heard one team had a seventh round grade on this guy that everyone else has the first round. Yeah, not one team didn't, one scout did. Like, that's a very different thing. And so you start to get those kinds of stories that emerge of the risers and the fallers even before the workouts begin, because some of the people that have been on the road and kind of inaccessible to a large part of the media, like maybe some of the draft folks are in on that stuff and they've got those relationships and they follow the draft all year long. But the kind of team reporters that are more on the NFL schedule, many of the same ways that we are, some of that information starts getting exchanged as well. And I think that's definitely an interesting part of the combine experience.
Dude, 100%. I think that's the thing that's so frustrating about some of these stories that come out. Oh, so-and-so had, like, so for example, I'm doing receivers for my Ticket to the Draft show, which comes out, I don't know, sometime this week, Thursday probably.
Again, Logan, days don't exist. It's combine.
Yeah, whatever day it is, it's coming out. It'll be
subscribe,
on the
baby.
Yeah.
That's what you do it for.
And so I went through my receiver list, and I had a guy that probably isn't on anybody's list. He's in my top, I think he's in my top six. And like the other guy that I watched film with, he was like, why? And I was like, I'm going to explain it on the show. But this is the time of year where you get those really weird things. You get those weird outliers because it's one dude has made their big board. They're talking about it to another dude who doesn't really watch a lot of film. They haven't come together and had like meetings yet. You know what I mean? Like it hasn't happened yet. It might be kind of laying the groundwork, but I can't tell you how many times I've talked to some of my NFL coaching buddies. They're like at the combine. They're like, I haven't watched any film yet. I've watched zero film.
I remember having a conversation with a coach like that last year. I went to go ask him about a couple of receivers because he was a receivers coach. And I was like, hey, what do you think about this guy? He's like, oh, I heard he's pretty good.
Yeah. You're like, what?
And it's like, and what? He's like, that's your group. He's like, yeah, we got to, like, because that's the thing is, what's the next thing on the NFL calendar? NFL combine. Okay, great. What's the actual next thing on the NFL calendar?
Yeah.
Free agency. Yes. That's where the attention is focused, which is also why this week is really important. Some of the trades and all that kind of stuff can come together at a coffee shop somewhere in Indianapolis.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at livenation.com.
It's yeah. Part of the week.
Yeah, I think that's true. Like when I talk to like my agent, my old agent, like he is a man about town during this period because it's like I got to go talk to GMX about player X and really kind of work out a deal. And this is, you know, they talk about like legal tampering. Like this is to me like when all tampering. Of that stuff starts. You know what I mean? It all starts right now. Like everybody's talking to everyone. They're always going to a meeting because everybody's all the personnel people are in Indianapolis, at least for a couple of days, right? So I think that's where it is. It's like, it's a cool event because everybody's there. It's a little bit more lock and key than like the owner's meeting, for example, but it's a good opportunity to kind of see everybody, get information out there. And I just think like, just be careful with stuff you're hearing nationally, like coming out of this because it's so like, we're so preliminary in terms of foundation. Like you haven't talked, like the scouts haven't talked to the GM yet. The GM hasn't talked to the coaches yet. And so they're still kind of completing that information circle. And again, they're going to get this all taken care of and they're going to do a bang out job. But I think people think this is like the thing, but to your point, it's not the thing. It's like kind of a weird, anachronistic or asynchronous kind of thing because the next thing is free agent. So like, when everyone's talking, it's like free agency stuff mostly. Some people talk about meetings. Some people say, I'll watch a little film because I got a meeting with this guy today. But it's out of order a little bit in terms of the priority of the combine.
For sure. And it's really hard for guys like Adam who are kind of doing both, right? Like if you're the general manager, that top scout, like you are, especially if you're a scouting type of general manager, right? It's one thing if you are a cap guy or just kind of a leader, more of a leader organizational type of person. There's all these different archetypes of GM. Mm-hmm. But if you're someone who is really in that scouting world and you've now taken on a role that is much, much, much more than scouting, I think that becomes interesting to know where to put your time, even like which meetings do I want to attend, which scouts or which prospects I want to interview. You have to lean on your scouts. You have to trust your scouts. And it's a little different or a lot different for the Commanders this year compared to last year. Cause last year it's like Adam needs to meet the quarterbacks. Got it. Yeah. Cool. Not that nothing else matters, but nothing else matters nearly that much this year. Who knows what the pick is going to be at 29. So you have to have a really good plan. Luckily for Adam, he's got a lot of experience in his career being around teams that are picking late with his, you know, going back to New England, Denver, where he won rings, and obviously the success he had in San Francisco.
Well, I think that's the other thing that I think really gets kind of shown out during the combine as opposed to other events. You get your local scouts are there, you get your regional scouts are there, you get your like half your country scouts there. So like region is like they break the country up into quarters. They report to one dude who does half. And then those two dudes report to a guy who does the whole country, all of college scouting, right? So, and then that guy reports to Adam. And then they do the same thing on the pro side. So like there's a lot of people distilling a lot of information and kind of working it up the ladder to Adam. And again, this is a kind of an early data point for it. So it's really a fascinating process in terms of like data management, distilling information, getting insight into players, and really trying to cut down the board a little bit, like of guys that don't fit that Commander's tag, don't fit whatever. And we did get a question about like, you know, on the mock draft podcast that we did about how we didn't talk about archetypes for players. I'll tell you this right now. Think more. It's going to be less like tangible stuff and more intangible stuff. So that's the other thing we didn't really talk about is like, I'm watching the drills, but maybe the most important thing that comes out of the combine is the medical stuff and the team meetings that they have, right? Because you get to really feel, get a feel for the guys. So everyone talks about like the Senior Bowl is important, the combine is important, the 30-30 visits are important, right? Those are all important, right? But they're important because they let you understand the player a little bit better, right? They let you kind of see them in your building, that you get to kind of sit them in front of the GM. How do they handle tough questions? And that's why these events are so important. It's, again, the football stuff at the Senior Bowl is important. The testing at this event is important, but it's not the thing. The thing is getting to know the athletes in a way that on this side of the media, we can never know, you know, because we don't have access. We don't have a team to kind of go through this information. And that's why I always find it so interesting when after the combine, you see guys like Brugler and Jeremiah and their board totally changes. It's not because they've watched more film. It's because they talked to all their scouting buddies and their scouting buddy was like, actually, this medical thing is way more concerning, or actually this incident in college was way more concerning than we thought. So we're going to bump guys down or taking them off our boards. And all of a sudden, if you get a team that's taking a bunch of guys or a lot of teams that are taking one guy off their board, he's probably not going to go in the first round anymore. So like that's the kind of, those are the conversations that I think are so interesting. So, you know, checking out those guys that are really locked in from a scouting perspective post combine is always a really good data point for how these meetings went at the combine for some of these athletes.
For sure. And I do believe that Dane's going to pop on the show, on the radio show at the very least. We'll see if the timing works that we can get Logan on a screen before we our two ships basically passing in the night in Indianapolis. But you will hear from Dane Brugler on one of the platforms this week for sure. Again, you'll get Trevor Sikkema. Got stuff lined up with Charles Davis, our buddy, our pal. So it's going to be a really fun week of interviews. To me, like, just selfishly, part of the reason I go every year is like Radio Row is awesome every year. Like you get really great interviews. You get access to guys in person in a way that you just don't. And it's a really fun time. The last little, I'm just going to stick a nugget in at the end here before we get to the mailbag. I was out in Phoenix. The reason part of this is chaos is because I was out in Phoenix for a wedding this weekend, but I did pop in to see my friends at Exos, which is the premier, which I don't say to downplay any of the other tremendous facilities that do combine training. They just have more people that do it through Exos than anyone else, and they've been an industry leader for a long time. But I popped into their facility in Phoenix to see a friend and show my wife around because it's like a fitness Disneyland. Have you ever been to the Phoenix headquarters?
I have not. But I've seen like digital tours of it. It's incredible. Yeah, it's like they do some really cool stuff, and like from a nutrition standpoint and from like a recovery standpoint, in conjunction with all the field access, the weight room stuff they have. It's a pretty nice spot for sure.
It's good stuff. And they got, I mean, like I was able to see Lorenzo Alexander, our old friend out there. And like, he works with some people, in that group, but just one name to watch that I will mostly keep that was not a reporting visit. So I'm not going to tell tales out of school, but I don't think that they'll mind saying, that Max Hairston, the DB from Kentucky, watch out for him in the 40, there. Don't be surprised. I would be surprised if that number starts with 4.4 or higher. It's going to be 4.3s. We might be looking at 4.2 for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a fun thing too that I really love about, you know, like when you do go to those facilities and like you do a great job of keeping those relationships. When you hear Daniel Jeremiah on the broadcast or in a podcast leading up and he says, oh, I think this guy runs well, he calls the training facility. They give him the numbers that they've been running. And again, like it's tough because as you know, like when you're prepping for a race, there's a lot of other variables. These guys are up
for sure
all hours of the day. But like in training, like he might have run something really special. And so like when Daniel Jeremiah says, watch out, he's not saying that for his health. He's saying that because like he's talked to the people that are training this guy. So that's always cool too, like kind of getting that inside baseball.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to push Worthy's record from last year, but like I think if he doesn't run at least a 4.35 or faster, he'll be very disappointed. I think if he doesn't run a 4.2 something, he'll probably be disappointed, but I'm sure they would probably be like 4.35 or faster the way he's running. So just watch out for that one. Just Toughman told you so. All right, let's get to a couple mailbag questions, and we'll obviously have tons more from Indianapolis this week.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same-day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.